everyone. Boy, that annoys Joe. Welcome to
Attack of Opportunity.
Yes, you thought Attack of Opportunity was behind the scenes look, but it's actually a chance for us to do some one-shots. And today, we are going to have a look at the Pathfinder 2nd Edition playtest. No, not that one. Doomsday Dawn, everyone's done it to death. And even I would love to talk about the missing adventures between the first adventure and the fourth level one, Pale Moon Shadow, where you could actually go and play. No, I'm not going to say the name because we still might do it. But there is stuff written by Pazzo back in the day that could fill in those blanks, and we might explore that. But today, we are actually going to play the Pathfinder Society adventure, jumping right in headlong, not knowing we're doing a fifth level, called Arclord's Envy. What's an Arclord, you asked, Joe? I'm so glad.
What is an Arclord?
What is an Arclord? But before we jump right in, let's go once around the room. We have Rollmongers, and we have friends of the podcast that I have dragged because today, thanks to Matt Witt, courtesy of Harry Peterson Band, we have a live setup. We're actually in one room. We are face to face.
Oh my gosh.
As it were.
Too many wires.
Now, what does that to do with the podcast? I mean, doesn't everyone like have a meet space around a table, a whole bunch of mics, or that one microphone in the middle of the room that I hate? No. We are actually usually online. We're no two people in the same room, and we have a virtual space that we record in online for our podcast. But today, we're trying to do it old school with tech and soundboards as opposed to software.
We're not trying
and
to
USB.
It. We're succeeding.
Are we succeeding?
We are.
I think so. We'll let you be the judge of that.
The little lines wiggling on the recording thing, so I'm assuming we're good.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe I traded you for Connor Besh as a technical advisor. The lines are wiggling. We're good. You know, when I look over him and he's at the soundboard and I get the thumbs up, I think that implies that there's like maybe 50 knobs on this thing that he knows what they do. He's just looking at one little thing.
Wow.
So let us introduce familiar faces and voices and some that you may not know. Starting with our technical advisor today, our setup, the frontman of the band, voice and singer for the Harrison Pearson Band. You may know him in our Star Wars podcast, first season of We Shot First, as Rahal Obris. You know him as Winston the Portly, the only other podcaster to ride a magical wolf, Mr. Matt Witt.
That's me. How's everybody doing today?
And who are you going to play today, sir?
Today I am going to use one of the fifth level pre-gens, the rogue Mariseal. She's an elf street urchin.
The street urchin, right, so the elf ancestry.
Yep.
Street urchin background.
Yep.
Now, the biggest thing, we're going to jump right in here, talking about the difference between first edition and second edition, is, I heard the kettle click. Someone make tea. Thank you. So nice to be in one's own home, as opposed to up in the studio. We've hijacked my kitchen/living room for this. There are pictures up on Instagram, if you care to see some of our mugs. Those wearing black are the Rollmongers crew. Those in yellow are our plebes for the day. People, the friends of podcasts that we beg to come down.
The noobs are
here. Yeah.
But not noobs. They're actually old gaming buddies and friends of the fan, but we'll get back into that. A pre-gen, the iconic female elf rogue. But instead of elf, you say, what's your ancestry? It's elven. Instead of background or making stuff up, they actually offer backgrounds that you can choose. And everything you choose that we find in second edition actually gives some kind of bonus or penalty or some interesting thing that you can fold into your storyline. What do we think about that? What do you think about that? Well, that's just a point we're making. Moving down the line, another Rollmonger. You know him famously as Merrick the Mercenary in our Star Wars We Shot First podcast, and playing our Sir Balathir Partholomew Breaking the Mold Half-Orc Cavalier in our Dice Before Dishonor podcast, Mr. Ryan Messine.
Hey, Jeff. Great to be here. Having a great time crunching these numbers, and good thing my hair is cut short because I can't pull it out.
And what are you playing today?
I'm playing Arles the Paladin of Iomede.
Now, are you going out for pregen, or are you actually soaking up the...
There are unfortunately no pregens for the Paladin class at level 5.
So you've dug into the books, and what have you found?
Frustration.
Well, we hope you've dug out enough numbers that the Paladin can hold his own.
I figured out I got hit points, I have armor, and I have abilities to touch with a good feeling that follows shortly thereafter.
Okay. So what race are you? What ancestry do you follow?
Race. They'll always be race to me.
Okay.
It's humans.
And any particular background that you've selected?
Warrior.
Oh, the warrior background. And bonuses that they give. Now, we're going to touch on what is different, and we're going to touch on what we've learned in our last, oh, I don't know.
We're going to be touching all sorts.
It's almost like a, it was almost like a, this morning was sort of like a college jam session of, we haven't studied for this test. Well, I drove around the country picking up people that didn't have cars, or the cars broke, or public transit would have got them up at 5 there in the morning, so here we are. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just getting started, but I'm so excited. This is so great. I haven't had like a table meat space game around my kitchen table since Matt Ryan played Star Wars in the basement before he started podcasting.
Yes.
Before my wife brought Ashley home from work and we played with my wife's coworkers around the kitchen table playing Pathfinder, being introduced to us for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I get to be GM here. One guy, I don't want to GM this. I'll just teach you from my side of the screen. That was a bad idea. And going way, 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 way back, the gentleman that actually introduced me to third edition, Mr. Joe Gibson.
Hey, hello.
Yay!
Yay.
I started the trend.
I started the trend. Joe, what are you playing today?
I am going to be playing a lovely goblin.
Oh, this sounds like homebrew, because I know the pre-gen a goblin happens to be an alchemist.
Yes. Yeah, this is, home-built.
I see tons of notes in front of his laptop.
Tons of notes and trying to figure out new things. But other than that, it's, typical, just a little warrior.
Little warrior.
Little goblin warrior.
And background?
Background?
Because ancestry would cover the...
Yeah, because the ancestry is a goblin, and the background is warrior.
Okay. And last but not least, desperately trying to increase our demographic, another close personal friend of mine, Miss Ashley Florence. Oh, yeah, a really good friend of my wife's, Cheryl Ball, our executive producer, who's also in the room. Right,
love
thank you,
Cheryl.
Honey.
How's it going?
Thank you, everybody. Miss Ashley Florence will be playing another of our iconic pre-gens. What are you playing today, Ashley?
I am a human, and my background is a nomad. I am playing the pre-gen and a sorcerer, and her name is Sione. Sione. We'll figure out the pronunciation of that name as we go along. We know that Jeff and I will stumble over it about 20 times before we get it.
Yes. I purposely brought someone else to mosh the English language. Twice as clever as me and trips the tongue half as much, but together.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know
it. Formulate sentences?
Maybe.
So can a four-year-old.
Well, now.
Can you DM as fast as... Are you as smart as this fourth-grade DM?
Let me podcast. Wise, don't piss off your DM.
Yeah, really?
It's okay. I can touch things and make them better.
I'm not above throwing people out of my home. Ask Joe. Okay. So, moving on. With a sprinkling of getting to know the party, a paladin, a warrior, a rogue, and a sorcerer. No healers? Not one?
I got a little healing. That's a special touch.
Yes, because we're fifth level, not first.
Trained in the medicine skill.
Even if our backward approach to this and has huge gaps in it, at least you get to listen to fifth level characters, which means you get up to seventh level creatures coming at you very soon.
You have to run those too.
Yes. All in good time.
Just start smashing all the buttons, right? No, just like hacking the internet.
Now
it's like Mortal Kombat back in the day.
Running a Pathfinder Society adventure assumes that you work for the Society, and they have yet to sort of dig too much into the factions or whatever. So we're going to not register characters. We're going to gloss over this and just concentrate on the awesome story that Paizo has put forth. I like Pathfinder Society adventures because of the political, that sort of Mission Impossible James Bond. Yeah, the man from Uncle, I like it. I like it a lot.
A little bit of action, a little bit of mystery, a little bit of intrigue.
That's right.
Whole lot of dice rolls.
So, to set the scene, first, a bit of a prologue. Ever since the Archmage Nex vanished during an attack on Quantium.
Where is Quantium?
Quantium.
Listen to the old man's voice, and then the scene will, zoom in.
Gotcha.
Ever since the Archmage Nex vanished during the attack on Quantium 4 millennia ago, his disciples have maintained power within the squabble of control over his arcane nation. Yes, it is a nation. You will find the nation of Nex where? On the Glorian world? The continent of Gurundi? Osirian, we like. It's Egypt. Go south around the side of the coast. You find sort of Arabia, Katapesh. Below that, Nex. Huge wizard. beyond Mordekaiser and Elminster's power, fought 4 millennia ago against a kick-ass lich, move over Zastam from Forgotten Realms, and in between, a no man's zone, a dead man's zone called the Mana Wastes. Two entire nations. Very cool things come out of this conglomerate. Gunslingers, the Marshall Gunslingers. Too much to get into right now. The most famous of Nex's followers are the Arc Lords of Nex. And they have a council that rule the nation. The Council of 3 and 9.
In 9?
Yep. Not 7 of 9. Not 7 of 9.
That's copyright.
Three of nine. So imagine a legendary wizard. Anything you can get your hands on that he has penned his signature to, tomes, knowledge, items, artifacts that you can prove, would be insatiably valuable to the nation, to historians, and this fanatical bunch of leaders that prove themselves his true disciples, and they believe that anything he has ever left behind has a secret meaning to it, even if it's boring instructions.
Oh, conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, to how his vision would have carried forward and how he'd like his nation run. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Could also be pretty backwards. I could see some issues arising from that. So.
How? This is a perfectly good scheme. I like him. He's a good guy. He's got my vote. Oh, wait, he doesn't vote.
Yes.
Our adventure, called the Arc Lord's Envy, takes place in Quantium, a metropolitan city and societal center of the nation of Nex. Very, very, very cool. Every walk of life beyond Mos Eisley's, bigger than Waterdeep. Xenophobia is frowned upon. You will find very, very interesting people races from here and beyond. The entire place is built on trade and commerce. Trial. Makes sense. It's Katapesh.
Very close to home.
Yes. Unfortunately, we could not fly Connor and Frank Hamilton up over the border, you know, today, this afternoon. We'll reach out to them next time.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid we're leaning on the Canadian side of Rollmongers today.
Oh, no.
They can't be trusted.
Damn Canadian.
Quantium hosts vaunted arcane universities, bustling markets, millennia-old architectural marvels to behold, and the long-empty home of the legendary Archmage himself, who founded the nation which bears his name. Nex. Two massive iron golem, one crimson and one of a greenish hue, maintain the same wardless patrol around the city's perimeter that they have conducted way back since the time of Nex himself.
Interesting. So they just literally pace around the city.
Yep.
Have they fought anything, or that they've just been
if anything of a large scale attacked the city, it is assumed that they would rise to defend it.
But have they?
And if they're in recent memory, no. If there's somebody who want to prove me wrong on the wiki, thank you, because I'd have to hate Matt for bringing this up and cornering the DM once again. The scene falls from the sky on the blue orb in space, which is Galorian, zooming down to the inner sea region, coming upon... Oh, look at that. You can actually see the jungles of Morhagai from space. Coming down into the coast, the sands of Osirian going south, Katapesh, and falling down upon the coast of Nex, the east coast of Nex, beyond a large landform tucked in the corner of the coastline, Quantium. Down, 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 falling into the city. The party finds himself within the famous Pathfinder Lodge called the Nexus House, an old and extravagant Pathfinder Lodge in the Nexian capital city of Quantium itself.
Nice lodge.
You find yourselves there at the request of a gnome venture captain named Sebnet Sanaskarolt.
Seb.
Yep.
The Scrode. Gotcha.
I will show her to you now.
Oh, her. Oh. That's not the image I had.